प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णा चैतन्य नामने गोरा ऋषि नमः नमो महाभरणाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरात्रिषि नमः नमो महावननाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरात्रिषि नमः नमो महावननाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय नमो ब्राह्मण्य देवाय गो ब्राह्मण्यकाय च जगारिष्याय कृष्णाय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः नमो ब्राह्मण्य देवाय नमो ब्राह्मण्य देवाय गो ब्राह्मण्यकाय च जगतिताय कृष्णाय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shama Sundara Radha, Shama Sundara Radhe Jaya Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Jaya Radhe Sham Balaram, Jai Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jai Krishna Balaram. Goranita, Jaya Goranita, Goranita, Jaya Goranita. Nita go, Hari go, Hari go, Hari go, Nita go, Hari go. Jaya Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Shrimati Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai. All glorious assembled devotees. All glorious assembled devotees. All glorious assembled devotees. Glory Shri Guru Gauranga. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda. We're reading from Sri Madhavendra Puri's devotional service in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're going to read a bunch of verses, I think starting at 40. It looks like we're starting at 48. Excuse my Bengali. Yadyapi udvega haila palatimana.
Yadyapi udvega haila palatimana.
Thakurera chandana sadana haila bandana.
Thakurera chandana sadana haila bandana.
Madhavendra Puri wanted to leave Jagannath Puri because the people were honoring him as a great devotee. However, this threatened to hinder his collecting sandalwood for the Gopal deity. Jagannatha sevakayata yateka mahanta.
Jagannatha sevakayata yateka mahanta.
Sabake kai kahila puri Gopal vritanta.
Sabake kahila puri Gopal vritanta.
Shri Madhavendra Puri told all the servants of Lord Jagannath and all the great devotees there, the story of the appearance of Sri Gopal. Gopala Chandana Mage Shuni Bhaktagana.
Gopala Chandana Mage Shuni Bhaktagana.
Anande Chandana Lagi Karila Yatana.
Anande Chandana Lagi Karila.
When all the devotees of Jagannath Puri heard that the Gopal deity wanted sandalwood, in great pleasure they all endeavored to collect it. Rajapatrasani yara yara parichaya. Tarimagi karpura chandana karila sanchaya. Those who were acquainted with the government officers met with them and begged for camphor and sandalwood, which they collected. Purport. It appears that Malaya Chandana, sandalwood, and camphor were used for the Jagannath deity. The camphor was used in his arti, and the sandalwood was used to smear his body. Both these items were under government control. Therefore, the devotees had to meet with the government officials, informing them of all the details. They obtained permission to take the sandalwood and camphor outside Jagannath Puri. Eka vipra eka sevaka chandana vahite. Puri gosha nira sangi dila sambas ahite. One brahmana and one servant were given to Madhavendra Puri just to carry the sandalwood. He was also given the necessary traveling expenses. Katidani charidaiti raja patra dware. Raja lekha kari dila puri goshani rakare. To get past the toll collectors along the way, Madhavendra Puri was supplied with the necessary lease papers from government officers. The papers were placed in his hand. Chalila Madhava Puri Chandana Lana. Katadine Remunate Uttari Lagia. In this way, Madhavendra Puri started from Vrindavan with the burden of sandalwood, and after some days, he again reached the village of Remuna and the Gopinath temple there. Gopinath Charane Kaila Bahu Namaskara.
Gopinath Charane Kaila Bahu Namaskara.
Prema Veshin Richa Gita Karila Apara. When Madhavendra Puri reached the temple of Gopinath, he offered his respectful obeisances many times at the lotus feet of the Lord. In the ecstasy of love, he began to dance and sing without cessation. Puri deki sevaka sabha samana karila. Shira pasara diya tanre viksha karaila. When the priests of Gopinath saw Madhavendra Puri again, he offered all respects to him, and giving him the sweet rice preprasadam, made him eat. Se ratre divaye karila shayana.
Se ratre divaye karila shayana.
Shesha ratri haili puri dekila swapana. Madhavendra Puri took rest that night in the temple, but toward the end of the night he had another dream. Gopal Ashay Kahi Shunyeye Madhava. Karpura Chandana Ami Pailama Sabha. Madhavendra Puri dreamed that Gopal came before him and said, "O Madhavendra Puri, I have already received all the sandalwood and camphor. Karpura sahita gashi e sabha chandana." Gopinathera ange nitya karaha lepana. Now just grind all the sandalwood together with the camphor and then smear the pulp on the body of Gopinath daily until it is finished. Gopinatha amara se eke angahaya.
Gopinatha amara se eke angahaya.
In hake chandana dile habimora tapashaya.
In hake chandana dile habimora tapashaya.
There is no difference between my body and Gopinath's body. They are one and the same. Therefore, if you smear the sandalwood pulp on the body of Gopinath, you will naturally also smear it on my body. Thus the temperature of my body will be reduced. Purport. Gopal was situated in Vrindavan, which was far from Remuna. In those days, one had to pass through the provinces governed by the Muslims, who sometimes hindered travelers. Sometimes, considering the trouble of his devotee, Lord Gopal, the greatest well-wisher of his devotees, ordered Madhavendra Puri to smear the sandalwood pulp on the body of Gopinath, which was non-different from the body of Gopal. In this way, the Lord relieved Madhavendrapuri from trouble and inconvenience. I think I'm supposed to go all the way to, yeah, a few more. Dithana bhaviha nakariha kichumane. Vishvakari chandana deha amaravachane. You should not hesitate to act according to my order. Believing in me, just do what is needed. Itabali Gopal Kela Goshana Jagila. Gopinate Rasevaka Gane Dakhiya Anila. After giving these instructions, Gopal disappeared, and Srila Madhavendrapuri awoke. He immediately called for all the servants of Gopinath, and they came before him. Prabhura agyahaila e karpura chandana. Gopinathera ange nitcha karha lepana. Translation. Madhavendrapuri said, smear the body of Gopinath with this camphor and sandalwood I have brought for Gopal in Vrindavan. Do this regularly every day. Inhake chandana dile gopala hai vishitala. Svatantra ishvara tanra agyase prabala. If the sandalwood pulp is smeared over the body of Gopinath, then Gopal will be cooled. After all, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is completely independent. His order is all-powerful. Grishma kale Gopinatha paribe chandana. Shunyanandita haila sevake ramana. The servants of Gopinath became very pleased to hear that in the summer all the sandalwood pulp would be used to anoint the body of Gopinath. Purikahi eduhi gashibe chandana. Arajana dui deha dibadye vatana. Madhavendrapuri said, these two assistants will regularly grind the sandalwood, and you should also get two other people to help. I shall pay their salaries. Emata chandana deya pratyaha gashiya. Paraya sevaka saba ananda kariya. In this way, Gopinathji was supplied ground sandalwood pulp daily. The servants of Gopinath were very pleased with this. Pratyaha chandana paraya yavat haila anta. Tataya rahila puri tavat parayanta. In this way, the sandalwood pulp was smeared over the body of Gopinath until the whole stock was finished. Madhavendrapuri stayed there until that time. And today's verse? Grishmakale ante puna nilachale gela. Nilachale chatramasya anande rahila. Anybody want to chant it? Vaishnavis? Grishmakala, of the summer season. Ante, at the end. Punaha, again. Nilachali, to Jagannath Puri. Gela, went. Nilachali, in Jagannath Puri. Chaturmasya, the 4 months for vows. Anande, in great pleasure. Rihila, remained. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. At the end of summer, Madhavendra Puri returned to Jagannath Puri, where he remained with great pleasure during the whole period of Chaturmasya. The Chaturmasya period begins in the month of Ashada, June, July, from the day of Ekadasi called Shayana Ekadasi, in the fortnight of the waxing moon. The period ends in the month of Kartik, October, November, on the Ekadasi day known as Uttana Ekadasi, in the fortnight of the waxing moon. This four-month period is known as Chaturmasya. Some Vaishnavas also observe it from the full moon day of Ashadha until the full moon day of Kartik. That is also a period of 4 months. This period, calculated by the lunar months, is called Chaturmasya. But others also observe Chaturmasya according to the solar month from Shravana to Kartik. The whole period, either lunar or solar, takes place during the rainy season. Chaturmasya should be observed by all sections of the population. It does not matter whether one is grihastha or a sunyas. The observance is obligatory for all ashrams. The real purpose behind the vow taken during these 4 months is to minimize the quantity of sense gratification. This is not very difficult. In the month of Shravana, one should not eat spinach. In the month of Bhadra, one should not eat yogurt. And in the month of Ashvina, one should not drink milk. One should not eat fish or other non-vegetarian food during the month of Kartik. A non-vegetarian diet means fish and meat. Similarly, Masura dal and Ur dal are also considered non-vegetarian. These two dals contain a great amount of protein, and food rich in protein is considered non-vegetarian. On the whole, during the four-month period of Chaturmasya, one should practice giving up all food intended for sense gratification. So the Chaitanya Charitamrita is a wonderful literature in that it really describes the nature of the Lord and the nature of the devotee in so many details. So many stories are in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially involving the reciprocation between the Lord and his devotees, a loving reciprocation. And this love isn't the so-called love of the material world, but it actually gives a preview into the eternal love on a different platform, on a spiritual platform. Unfortunately, most of us were raised more in the lust and commotion rather than in the love and devotion understanding of the word. So it is very healthy for us to read this Chaitanya Charitamrita because it really describes love on a whole different platform, so we can begin to enter that understanding of of eternal love and a very selfless love. Now, this story is a story being told to Lord Chaitanya, so it's a story within the story of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But in particular, this is really describing that reciprocation, that wonderful reciprocation between the Lord in his deity form and the pure devotee, Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri is very highly qualified. He's on the pure devotional level. And because his only real identification of himself is that he's Nitya Krishna Das, an eternal servant of the Lord. And he's not bewildered by any other false ego. And this means that he is ready to take on any task. No task is too difficult if it's in the giving pleasure to the Lord, which reminds you of the gopis when they had to, you know, give the foot dust to the Lord to get rid of his headache, even at the risk of becoming so-called offensive to the Lord. Nothing was too difficult for Madhavendra Puri, and no inconvenience was too great. Now this burden of carrying sandalwood and of traveling is no small thing. I mean, if someone in the temple president asked you, could you, you know, walk up to New York and go get something and bring it back, we would maybe complain a little bit or maybe refuse. That's about much what it would be like, almost to New York, so about 1,000 miles. So you can imagine, you know, walking that far, and there weren't road directions either. And here we're hearing about Muslim, you know, tax things and being burglarized. It was not an easy thing. Plus, on the way back, then he's got not just his little water pot on the way up, but on his way back, he has 80 pounds worth of sandalwood. And I'm wondering how many people can even lift 80 pounds in this room. You know, a bag of sugar in the kitchen or potatoes is 50 pounds, what less another big bunch on your shoulders. Of course, he had people helping, but it was a big burden. So this was not an inconvenience. When he heard the message, okay, no problem. And he was off, not trying to figure out how to do it in any other way except the way the Lord wanted. Because Madhavendra Puri, the pure devotee, is not a fair-weather friend. He's not a fair-weather servant. If the conditions are just right, then okay, I'll do as you ask. Just like sometimes in the temple, you know, you'll hear, but Prabhu, it's not my service. You know, and to do something you like is not a problem. You know, yeah, sure, I'll transfer the Lord's plate because I know I'll get the maha on the side. But you know, something difficult, you know, we might say, but you know, it's not my service. It's not my propensity. It's, you know, going against my grain. But Madhavendra Puri actually had the proper pure devotee attitude of, whatever you say, that is my service. Whatever is for your pleasure, I will take up that servant without any reluctance whatsoever. So Madhavendra Puri became the order supplier of the Lord. Not that the Lord became the order supplier of the devotee. So this is something that we should learn and imbibe so that we can have the proper attitude, which will qualify us to even become a little bit, you know, recognized by the Lord. Madhavendra Puri was very much recognized by the Lord, so much so that he actually communicated to him through dreams. He could see that Madhavendra Puri was very trustworthy, that he could depend on him, and that whatever Madhavendra Puri would say he would do, he would do. Just as it's described, an acharya is one who does what he says he's going to do. It's not that two different faces. Madhavendra Puri was very trustworthy. And the Lord appreciated that nature. He recognized that nature in the Lord. So therefore, when you appreciate somebody, you are more inclined to reciprocate in a very intimate way, maybe even give some confidential knowledge or realizations, of which Madhavendra Puri obviously did. He had also took very much in concern the welfare of his pure devotee. Like I was saying, it was, you know, a great burden. He could see that after a while that, you know, he was kind of testing Madhavendra Puri in a way that he could glorify him afterwards. But when he saw that, oh, you know, this is a burden of so many pounds, that okay, then he'll make a different arrangement, because he had the welfare of his devotee in mind. So this whole story that we read is describing how the Lord, through the Gopinath deity, accepted the sandalwood so that he didn't have to walk, you know, another 600, 700 miles to deliver it to him. So we find out that actually one deity can accept the service that's given to another deity. So the Lord is very mysterious. He's very, very wonderful. So this is also a way to increase our faith, to hear this story about how the deity exchanged this loving affair. So he was, Madhavendra Puri was very much in the giving mood, and the Lord was in the receiving mood. So this reciprocation, this giving and taking, which we find throughout the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita and the whole devotional service on such a high level, that we can understand that this is like the threads, this giving and receiving are the threads that weave the devotee back very closely to the Lord. And this is what's called bhakti. And it's woven so tightly, if we can actually receive and give the Lord so tightly, that in this lifetime it will never be broken again. The Lord promises that once we go back, we'll never fall again. So this is something to become very anxious for, and to remind ourselves that that's what we're doing now. That's the goal of all of our service now, is to become woven again through our bhakti back to Krishna. This should be the achievement that we would like to complete in this lifetime, or at least weave as many threads as we can. Take every opportunity we can to engage in reciprocating with the Lord. The deity is a really amazing aspect of Krishna consciousness. It's very unique to any other, you know, so-called religion, in as much as that he's kind of setting up this training ground so that we can learn how to serve him, how to bow down before him, how to begin to focus on him, how to give some things to him, how to make things for him, how to focus totally on him. We can see in the mood of this reading that when Madhavendra Puri told some of the town people earlier that, oh, look, here's this deity. He's covered with, you know, he's covered in the dirt. Please come help. That everyone's inspired. The whole community came out with shovels and everything. They dug him up and they began to worship him, serve him. And he became, that deity became the focus of the whole community. Just like here, we can remember just 1 year ago when they're walking Krishna and Balaram over from the Pujari room, the whole community was ecstatic. If you look at the calendar of the different pictures of the installation, everyone was totally ecstatic, you know, trying to take part in whatever they could. And so now also, every day we're thinking, oh, what can we do? How much more sandalwood can I grind? So kind of in the same mood here, that all the residents were taking time and grinding sandalwood because they knew it would go on to the deity. It would give pleasure to the deity on these 100 Fahrenheit degrees plus days. So we're very anxious to make as much as we can to make sure that it covers all the deities nicely and gives them relief from the Florida sun. So this is a great focus that is given to us as an opportunity by the deities. And the deity very individually accepts each person grinding right now. He'll accept that little bit of sandalwood and be pleased. He'd be so pleased by everyone who dressed the deities today. Everything that we can do is personally accepted, as we see in this pastime. And everyone in the community was so glad to take part in the worship of the deity. So we should also be very anxious to accept whatever we're asked to do to please the deity. And gradually we'll begin to see that we are getting some reciprocation. We're getting something back from the deity. Maybe not in a dream as vivid as the Lord, but we're receiving some satisfaction, realizing that this process of bhakti is bringing us closer and closer to Krishna. And hopefully the whole community becomes very infected by this service attitude, as it was in the village of Remuna and the village of Vrindavan. And you can actually go to Remuna and still feel that that, you know, bubbling anxiousness to serve the Lord. So it's nice to actually go to that community if you get a chance, or to Nathwar, or to any of our temples that are, you know, really excited about the worship of the deity, and that everyone is thinking of it. I do a lot of worship in the morning, but I came here one evening, and the same atmosphere was here. I never usually come in the evening, but a whole different crew of devotees, you know, that work all day. They're all in the kitchen and all in the Bijaya room. And it was really ecstatic to see how many people do service, especially directly right here in the temple. It enthused me to want to do more service. So here the deity is getting a chance to actually glorify his devotee. He's first of all, he, you know, stole that sweet rice from the Lord, and then he appeared to him three times in dreams. And this actually kind of displayed the qualities of the pure devotee, the ideal characteristics that we should all be anxious for and to actually see in the devotee of Madhavendra Puri. Just like Madhavendra Puri, he didn't really possess anything. What we see pictures of him, he just has this little water pot, he's sitting down with his little dhoti on, maybe a top on, and of course he has his bead bag. And we hear that he really didn't have any wealth of any sorts, although here it sounds like he was given some money. But his bubbling enthusiasm, he was able to get many people to give their wealth to install the deity of Gopal. And so although he didn't have anything, he had the real wealth of love for the deity, for Krishna. And he didn't really possess anything, like I said, but he was completely possessed by love of Krishna. He was completely always thinking of the Lord. And he was very, very simple. He didn't really ask for any prasadam from anyone. He didn't even go begging, but he simply waited till the Lord provided. And so this, his real decoration, although he lived simply, was his real decoration was humility. He shied, like it's describing here. He shied away from any kind of glorification or any kind of name, fame, glory, the same old story. And he had a heart of gold. It's described that gold can be smelted or melted many, many times, and each time it's melted, more impurities come out. And it's melted at such a temperature that it becomes, when it's almost pure, it becomes very soft and it can be molded. So in the same way, Madhavendra Puri's heart was like gold. It was so pure, just so pure and so soft, and that it was very pliable to the instructions of the Lord. And therefore, he was always anxious to hear and to immediately respond on the Lord's calling or on the spiritual master's calling. So if we can somehow or other have a soft heart, a heart of gold, then we will also realize it when the Lord calls or when the spiritual master gives an instruction, we should do that immediately. And Madhavendra Puri's heart, because of its impurity, it had burned out all the desires for sense gratification. It's described that until something's really like dead in a place, nothing new can grow. Just like when you're making yogurt, you have to kill a certain bacteria that doesn't allow the other bacteria, yogurt, to grow. So therefore you boil the milk at a certain temperature. So in the same way, the impurities were all gone from Madhavendra Puri's heart. So therefore the Bhakti Lata Bij could grow profusely. And we see that it actually was fructifying in so many wonderful, beautiful ways. And so therefore we should realize that this idea of sense enjoyment that still lingers within us, that impurity that, you know, kind of bubbles up every once in a while. We think, oh, just my last chance to enjoy this, or let me just try it one more time. Maybe I can squeeze some enjoyment out of it. That really has to be nullified. And so therefore we need a transformation of the heart. We need a changing agent. And so we can reflect on Madhavendra Puri. Yeah, he had that bead back. So that chanting, that constant chanting and glorification of the Lord is that changing agent, that transforming agent. Therefore, we should expose ourselves as much as possible to every transcendental thing we can get our hands on. We should make a big plate of Krishna Katha and just devour as much Krishna Leela and Chaitanya Leela as we can. We should be like thirsty. We should be anxious as anything to hear everything we can about the Lord and hear Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, Krishna's pastimes, as much Krishna Katha as we possibly can. And we can see here that in this last purport, Prabhupada is explaining that just observing this chaturmasya is a means of reducing that sense gratification. And tomorrow also is an opportunity, Okadasi, to reduce the sense gratification, but not artificially. You have to replace it with something. So that time that you don't spend in cooking really fancy and you know, washing your hair and shaving and doing all those things, then we replace it with more hearing and chanting. Do some extra bhajan, chant some extra slokas, or whatever you're inclined to do. And that way, it will increase that watering of the Bhaktivata Bij. So Prabhupada took the time to make this purport and to explain a little bit about chaturmasya, what not to do. But he says it's not difficult. It's very simple. Some people make it very difficult over the years, but Papa, this is all he ever gave us. This is all he ever told us. Now, don't eat the spinach, don't drink the milk, don't eat the yogurt, don't eat urdal. And he gives an explanation why the urdal is very, very powerful. Also lentils, he described that lentils is very high in protein, that we shouldn't eat that, so that might be included as non-veg. So these things should be avoided during these months. And at the same time, we should take the time out to become more absorbed in chanting. And that was the tradition. Especially the Vanaprasas and Sannyasis would travel around to different places and then stop during that time and increase their vows and sit down and chant more and hear more, discuss, preach more. And it makes some extra advancement. Because we need the help, all the help we can get, obviously. We're like spiritual infants, if that, and knowing how to please the Lord. So we should take advantage and just by hearing this story, we become a little bit more inspired to take more devotional service into our diet. Just like Lord Chaitanya, he's taking the time out. He's sitting here in the temple, and what's he doing? He's hearing about Madhavendra Puri, about Lord Krishna and Madhavendra Puri, their relationship. Why? Because it was so inspiring. He had all the devotees. And we'll read later how he just completely goes into ecstasy after hearing this story. He just like rolls on the ground. He can't control himself. So he's inspired too, just by hearing. So I don't know how many times you all heard this story. Who knows how many times. But it's not enough, right? You get anxious to wait to hear the story of Madhavendra Puri. Of how merciful the deity was to him and how intimate the reciprocation was. So we should realize that we should hear these stories with great attention, not just once, not just twice, but many, many, many times. And then maybe it'll hit home that this devotional service is a privilege, that most of the population out there today is not getting to hear this story. They're just getting to read the newspaper and hear about the different wars and da 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 da. But we are getting that opportunity to become more inspired to take up devotional service, not take up the sense gratification that costs too much anyway these days. But to just take up devotional service. It's so simple. You know, you got your beads, you got your books, and that's pretty much all we need. Whenever we travel anywhere, you know, the last things that the most important things on the list that you can't live without are your beads. You go frantic around, you can't leave without your beads. You can't leave without something to read. And so we can be like, this is the real possession of the devotee, is the pastimes of the Lord and that connection, that holy name of Krishna, which will bring us back very tightly to the lotus feet of Krishna. And that's the promise of Srila Prabhupada. So we should do as Prabhupada said. We can look forward to these few months of of some austerity, some opportunity to get rid of that nasty attitude of wanting to enjoy without Krishna, and really absorb ourselves in thinking more, how can I satisfy Krishna in these months? What more service I can do? What more can I hear and give to others and engage others in this hearing and chanting process? Increase our sankirtan, increase telling others, telling other devotees about Krishna, telling other people a pastime. You know, try to pick out a few during this the Chaturmasya season and Kartik season, and be able to express those pastimes to the Lord. Maybe this Madhavendra Puri pastime will be one of them. So you might want to pay attention every Saturday and read all the details. There's some really wonderful details coming up that we should relish. So maybe someone has something to add to this? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Why is it that sometimes when devotees describe the austerities performed at Chaturmasya, they take that word spinach to mean all green leafy vegetables? And Prabhupada's clearly saying spinach here.
Because I think that spinach is a rarity in the Bengal area. Everything green is like spinach to them. We were just discussing how when you go to Vijayanagar and the Prabhupada disciples get taken to these homes, you know, and fed 3,000 different preparations of greens, whatever, and it's kind of under the spinach. I think that the leafy vegetables was also mentioned maybe by Prabhupada. Someone could look it up. I think he's, you know that? If that's leafy vegetables included?
Shaka,
okay.
20
kinds according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So
spinach is a cooked vegetable, and lettuce, which you don't find in Bengal, except at devotees' gardens.
Yeah.
That's a new thing. But,
so
that, know,
that's a new thing. It. You'll just have to decide yourself. I can't. New thing, I'm not going to go there. So if anybody wants to put it on. But we can definitely avoid the spinach. It's not a big thing. And other leafy vegetables, I don't know.
They weren't big on, you know, cabbage. They didn't have cabbage and all kale and stuff we eat now. I think that's part of understanding. That's my educated guess.
Okay, that's his educated guess.
Sindrindavananda Maharaj, one of God brothers, used to cook in the Krishna Balaram temple, and he made shak out of any green leafy thing. He used to climb up in the trees and pull down leaves out of trees. I didn't even know what kind of tree it was, but then he would make shak, and it was just like shak. And when somebody said Gopati stayed with him for a month to learn how to cook, and he said, there are so many kinds of shak.
Yeah, they were telling me that's you know, walking on the road on Parikrama. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. Yes.
Do you know when Chaturmasya begins?
No, I was going to ask somebody else. Pretty soon. Well, yeah, it depends if you do it on the full moon or the Ekadasi. It must be pretty soon, June, July, next month. Okay. So we don't want to miss it. Is what? A third of the year. Yeah, you're right. But not a third of the recipes. So we can. Tulsarani?
You said that if someone gives us an opportunity to perform service, we shouldn't say, that's not my service, Prabhu. But I'm wondering if you could tell me if it's being lazy, if we have other service to do, or if we have our service of chanting our japa to do, or if we have our service of getting home before we wake up our senior devotees to do, that if it's okay to say, I'm sorry, Prabhu, I can't do that service.
Yeah, if you got a good excuse. Sorry, I guess I'm not supposed to give an opinion. But Yeah, you can be practical. You don't have to be fanatic. But I'm more or less thinking, especially on an emergency basis, like the other morning, the Lord didn't get an offering. And if I had known, I was on the altar dressing the deacons, but if I had known in time, or even not in time, I would have run out here and pulled one of you guys in to do the offering. And if you'd said, Prabhu, I got to chant my rounds, I probably would have been a little angry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So circumstances. But, you know, when something needs to be done, it's, you know, even if you can't do it well, if something needs to be done, you know, in such a situation to serve the deities, they didn't get any breakfast, you know, that, yeah, oh, no, sorry, it's not my service. No, I'll find something, you know, I'll do something. But, yeah, practically. But sometimes, you know, I've heard it here that, you know, someone couldn't do a very simple thing and they just said, well, it's not my service. And I'm going, oh, my God, you know. you know, we can stretch a little. But, I mean, if it's going to stretch and, you know, pop your strings or something, you know, you're not going to be able to do something, or you're going to die, or, you know, you have to be a little practical. But the attitude should be in response that, I really would like to help you, but, you know, I can't do it, you know. Then you can't do it. But the attitude should be that I really would like to help. I really like to do it. But if you are feeling like I'm a little lazy, so I'll say that, then Krishna will probably mark that in his little thing. So if you're feeling lazy, that's not good. So we should never feel lazy, because Manda Manda Mateo, is that the verse? That this age is full of that, and we want to transcend that. We don't want to be lazy for Krishna. Yes.
You were mentioning how Madhavpuri had his beads and he was chanting japa and glorifying Krishna like that. I was wondering if you could explain a little bit more or expand on how japa is glorifying Krishna.
O Lord, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in your loving service. You're chanting the names of the Lord, which, I mean, how many thousand times? That's pretty much a nice glorification of the Lord. So, you know, we could give a whole class on the importance of japa. We're mainly doing it because Sri Prabhupada told us, and so he must know what glorifies and pleases Krishna. So we're chanting those names. Lord Chaitanya came and enunciated the chanting of the holy names as the best means of glorification. So, for everybody, for all classes, for all time, for all men?
I was more on, what, I guess, the definition of glory. Glory or glorifying. What's glory? I mean, you're chanting Krishna's name, but what the glory is there? What's glory mean?
The Lord is full of all opulences, so you're glorifying him by chanting his name, which is non-different than him. So everything about Krishna is in his name, so you're spreading his name all over. His wealth, his all his attributes are in the name. So you're spreading that all over the planet. All glory is the holy name.
Jai.
Glory is the Prabhupada. Glory is the Madhavendra Puri.